Blog Talk Radio.
Phenomenal. It's another beautiful day in the Lord.
Amen. And it actually happens to be a gorgeous day here in New York. I mean, the sun is shining and it's gorgeous. So we are loving life right now. Amen. Okay. And so I want to also introduce our mother in the ministry and just a great friend. Amen. Prophet Doris Holmes, how are you, Mother?
Praise the Lord, family. All is well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I want to introduce, this is my sister, for real. Woman of God. And so I just want to say thank you for being here. Pastor Natasha James, how are you, woman of God?
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, I will bless his holy name. Greetings, everybody.
Amen.
And I don't know about my panel, but I happen to know that if you are married, there is an inevitable thing that comes, and it's called the storm. I call it the storm of development, the storm of molding, the storm of pressing your flesh, the storm of, we can name that storm over and over again, but there is always something that comes in that presses out, shows you yourself, that begins to show your character, integrity, spoiled attitude, bitter roots, you name it. It will expose a thing in your life. And so today we're going to talk about that. I'll take it from the word here because the Lord has been blessing me with this word. And so I actually had it marked and flipped my Bible. And so now I have to find it again. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to take this. We're going to take some analogies. Amen. From the book of Acts, chapter 27. And in the book of Acts, chapter 27, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. For those of you who are listening in, and for those of you who will be listening in later, I want you to go to your Bible. I want you to open up the beautiful pages, and I want you to read it for yourself. Amen. But I am going to use this text to bring some analogies to marriage. Amen. And so first we're going to talk about the tempest. In the book of Acts, chapter 27, starting in verse 13, the word says that a soft south wind began to blow. How many of you know conflict doesn't just start with the big things, the big blow up? Conflict starts with those small things, with that small soft wind that does not get handled in the first place. And so right now we're going to talk about the small things and how to come back quickly from the small things so we don't end up in huge storms, okay? And, yes, I am talking about, we are talking about the tempest. We are talking about the story of the shipwreck that Paul suffered on his way to Rome. And how many of you know he was on point? He was where God wanted him to be. He was on assignment. And he ended up in the middle of a shipwreck. So guess what? Sometimes you can be doing everything you need to do. You can be on point. Your life can be lining up with the word. You can have a good thing going on. And it can still come. The storms still come, right? Another scripture says that the tests and trials must come for the perfecting of our faith. So today we're going to talk about, we're going to touch on the south wind, the soft wind, the small things, the little imps that nip at your ankles and try to bring in bigger conflict on a bigger scale. They kind of build, right? The little things build up, and the next thing you know, the little thing has become a big thing, and it's really not worth anything. But because we have not gathered the tools that we need to be effective in the battle against the small things, the big things have a tendency to try to wipe you out and leave you as a castaway, okay? So today I'm going to ask my panel, as I've been talking, I hope my panel's minds have been willing and dealing, amen? And just so you know, My panel, this ministry is amazing. Can I say that? We do not, we're not scripted. Amen. These men and women of God, let the Spirit speak through them each and every week. So I give God praise for them. I just thank you, all of you, for allowing God to use you on today. But I'm going to start with Apostle. And I'm going to ask Apostle to just touch on, I know he already turned to it in his word, but I'm going to ask you, just let God use you. But I'm going to ask you to touch on the small south winds that blow softly, that turn into huge tempests if we do not take care of them.
Well, sometimes, let me say this too. You know, sometimes those south winds turn into stronger winds by the breath of the Lord. Even though Paul was going where he wanted to go, you know, sometimes when things are going well, it's easy to praise God when things are going well. It's easy to praise God when everything is going our way. Sometimes God brings those storms to see if we truly believe what we've been confessing, to see if we truly believe what he's spoken to us, to see if we truly believe that our faith can move mountains. So sometimes if there is no mountain to move, you can't use your faith to move it. So when the storms come, God wants to know, because Jesus did it right in front of his disciples. And then he told them later on, he said, anyone who steadfastly believes in me shall do the things that I do, and even greater things than these shall he do also, because I go to my Father. So when the storms come, Jesus wants to see if we're going to tell the sea and the storm, peace be still, just like he did.
My Lord.
So the storms come. Yes, they come. And the storms develop. The word I like to use is process. It's the process of God. Because if you look in the book of 1 Peter, there's a process from where we start our salvation to getting the Christian love. There's a process. There's several steps in that process. And along that process, there are going to be some storms, some tests, some trials, some people that you don't like. God ain't told us to like nobody, but he did tell us to love everybody, even our enemies. So those tests and those trials and those storms are going to come to see if we're going to walk in what God has commanded us to walk in, which is unconditional love, to see if we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, to see if we're going to live by faith and not by sight, to see if the words of our mouth are going to betray the word of God. Do we truly believe what God is saying when the storm comes, or does the storm shake us up enough that we forget what God has said?
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. That is good, Apostle. That is good. That is good. So the storm or the process comes to help us learn how to be effective in using our tools. And that is what is super awesome about the plan of God, because the Lord has an understanding that there is a practicality to this word. You have to be able to practically apply the word to your given circumstance. Amen. That's good. That's good, Apostle. Amen, amen, amen. Mother, do you have anything to add?
Yes, when you're talking about the storm, I often think about the storms that I had to go through, especially early in my marriage. I called it a perfecting storm because
amen.
In those times,
yes.
often I needed an attitude adjustment. And until I went to the Word of God to find the truth of the matter that had lied within me, I made errors when I did not go to the Word. But it wasn't until
Amen.
God opened up his Word to my heart to adjust my attitude, to renew my mind, to give me peace. Then I knew those storms. They say all things work together for the good.
Amen.
All
Amen.
Things work together for the good. So even
Amen.
In those perfecting storms, the storms that God brings just to give us an attitude adjustment, that works together for the good as well.
Amen. Amen, Mother.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Natasha.
Amen. You know, I was listening today. I was writing my notes. because that was good. Both analogies were really good. And I like what Mother Doris said, when a storm come and when you look at yourself and you see, mm-hmm. sometimes we just act ugly in times of panic, you know, when a storm mm-hmm. comes and nobody's mm-hmm. really calm. The real you come out during the storm. Amen. I'm mm-hmm. talking about the natural naked you come out during a storm, mm-hmm. right? And so mm-hmm. I was thinking about the vision of the, you know, the movie Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, the movie Titanic, right? And you know how when the ship was going down, right, the real them started coming out. Everybody was trying to put money before lives and blah, blah, blah. But those that were, the two that were really in love, mm-hmm. their love really surfaced some more. So mm. I was thinking about during the course of the storm in that instance, but then I also thought about the course of the storm, like doing like a heated fellowship, a heated argument, right? Mm. And what came to mind is when you're going into a storm, when you're going into a storm, a lot of times when we go into a storm, we've had a warning, whether we took heed to it or not. We knew mm-hmm. there was an issue coming mm-hmm. up, right?
Yeah.
Just like the Titanic. Yeah. The Titanic was just sailing along. Had somebody paid attention, they would have known the iceberg was out there, right? But just like mm-hmm. when we, you know, within our marriage, we going along, everything is beautiful, we sailing along, we in love, the birds chirping, you know what I'm saying? But there are little things that we let go because we sailing along and we in love. But those little things mount up until we hit a rough patch and we go into that storm. And then all of a sudden we got all this stuff to deal with in the midst of a storm. Think of a storm like a tornado with all the stuff whirling around in the air, just whirling mm-hmm. around in the air, mm-hmm. all the issues. Although you ignored me, although you didn't run my bath water, although you didn't ask me if I needed gas in my car, all the stuff whirling around in the air that really didn't matter when we were getting along really good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But I want to say this. Don't get caught up and allow the storm to throw you off course.
Yeah.
When I was reading the scripture, when I was reading the scripture right here, okay, now that we're in the storm, we can do one of two things. We can go through it together as husband and wife, mm-hmm. and we'll drive through it, or we can mm-hmm. let the storm drive us and mm-hmm. tear mm-hmm. us to pieces.
Come
Think
on,
about dude. After mm-hmm. a storm, it's pieces left everywhere, okay? Now, just let's just say, for example, we didn't know how to go through the storm and hold hands together.
Mm-hmm.
But after the storm was over, we landed, and we got all these scattered pieces. You could even decide what to do then.
Mm-hmm.
You can look through the rubbish, take mm-hmm. what's good, salvage
Come
that,
on.
And rebuild. You can rebuild with that, or you can sweep it all up in the pile and just call it quits. It's up to you, because you still got a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you, but you still got a choice. But a lot of times, when a sink ship or a plane crash, what they go looking for? That most valuable piece, that black box.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that tells a story. So when you go through your storm and you come out, look for the piece that's salvaged. What can you salvage in your relationship to even, you know, help you to grow and get back together,
Amen.
Get back on track?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that thing. Those two people, when the Titanic crashed, that woman still had memories of love for years and years and years and years.
Mm.
That's what she salvaged from that storm. Amen. It's got to be something you can salvage from the storms that you go that we go through as husband and wife to help us, like y'all said, to get better, to get better, to get better, and weed out some of the stuff that's in us that is of no value for us in the future. Amen.
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 Oh, that was good.
That was good. Oh, that was good.
Go ahead, Apostle.
That was good. That was good. And that's Pastor Natasha was thinking, I was thinking, you know, even going through a storm, somebody still needs to navigate so you can get through and get to the other side of the storm. And the Holy Spirit is your navigator. The Word of God is your navigator. You know, you have each other. You lean on one another. Let one lead and the other follow. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
As long as you
Amen.
Get through that storm, somebody needs to help you navigate the storm so you can get through it. Because
God.
You don't have anyone navigating and navigating you through the storm, you're going to stay in the storm. You'll never get out of the storm. And you'll sink in the storm. So you need a navigator in the midst of that storm so you can get through it.
Wow.
Amen.
That's
that was
good.
Rich right there, Apostle. That was rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that Pastor Natasha said is you have a choice. In that storm, you really, the rubber hits the road when things aren't going right. Man. So you have a choice to believe in, rely on something bigger than you, or you have a choice to give in to the small things that really, in the long run, will not matter. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a choice. We have empowerment. We don't have to just ride the wave of the storm. But, you know, and I was reminded of God actually gave me just a blurb. You've ever seen those, like, championship surfers? They don't just ride the wave. They master the wave, They crush the wave, right? So we don't have to just worry.
Amen.
I mean, just stay on the path that the wave is taking you in. You can master that wave, maneuver that wave, do tricks in the middle of that wave. Come on now. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord is just saying, and even as a woman of God, I love the analogy of the Titanic because there was so many dynamics that were coming against that love. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many dynamics that was coming against that union, but my God, they found a way to come to one another. Even when people tried to separate them, they found a way to get back to one another. And so the Lord is telling you today, you can get back to your beloved.
Yeah.
You
Amen.
Can get back
Amen.
To that
Amen.
Love that you
Amen.
Had
Thank
for
you,
one
Lord.
Another.
Thank you, Lord.
You
Amen.
Can get
Thank
back
Lord
to
Lord
that
God.
Place. And a matter, Amen. And a matter of fact, it can be better than it was previously.
Yeah.
Because the word says that there is a ladder rain. Come on now. And so there is a place that you can reach that was better than the day you said I do.
Thank
and so
God.
Come on now, so the Lord has here
what
a plan.
My
and
God.
Let me tell you something. The plan of God includes the tempest. It includes the process. So don't forego the process. Let the process develop you. Amen, amen. I'm going to ask the panel to throw out a couple of more words of encouragement. Apostle, you go right ahead and you guys can take over.
You know, as we get back to this Titanic, you know, as I was speaking, one of the things that stood out to me is their love that was within, the love that was between them, that was within them, was greater than the storm that was outside of them. The storm was on the outside, but the love was on the inside. They didn't allow the activities around them to disrupt that love that they had between them.
Wow, that's wow. Mm. Yes. Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Mother,
Jesus.
Do you have something to add?
Yes, I keep going back and thinking about what Pastor was saying when she was talking about that even once the storm is over with, when you gather everything together, you can gather those valuable things that you can still save. And she was talking about, and I immediately thought about the airplane that she was talking about, and I said, when they go to look for the airplane, when the airplane goes now, what do they look for? They look for the black box. And immediately I thought about the Bible, the black book.
The black book.
So grab a hold to that.
Amen. And they go to that black box because they want to know what happened. So they won't repeat the same mistakes twice.
Yes.
So you
That's
go to the
That's
word
it.
To see what
That's
happened.
It.
So you will know
That's
how to
it.
Navigate the next time. And
Hallelujah.
You the same thing again. Praise
God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
God, that was good.
Hallelujah.
That was good. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah.
My God, that's
Amen.
Good right there. But just I would say this. Look at what you have. You know, when you're going through
Amen.
A storm, you going through, I mean, as you mature, when you go through the storm, it's going to be different. I believe that as, you know, you get years behind your belt, you know, up under you in marriage, I believe going through the storm is going to be different. It'll be more with an ease as we mature and we realize that storms don't always mean destruction. Okay?
Amen.
Don't always mean destruction. Sometimes a storm can come and you ready and you bunkered down and you've stocked up and stored up. You stocked up and you done standing on the word and you stored up and you ready. Because the Bible says, be ye also ready. And we ready to deal with this thing. And the storm just blow over. So it's not always something that's coming to rip your marriage up. All right? It ain't always coming just for that. But just be ready. Just in case the devil want to rear his ugly head, we have to be ready. And if you are in a storm, or you just coming out, if you just coming out, just assess the damage, baby. It can be major or it can be minor. But there again, it's all in the way you look at it. It's all in the way you look at it, because the damage done could wash away things that you didn't need and let you see what's really important that remains.
Come on,
amen. That's what the damage can do. So I just thank and praise God. I'll never look at a storm the same again. I'll never look at after tonight. Never look at a storm the same again.
Amen.
It's going to show me what's in me. It's going to show us as a couple what's in us. What's really important. What's really important.
A lot
of times
you
see people after a storm has hit, they're picking up things like pictures. Things you don't pay any attention to when there's no storm. But memories, keepsakes, what are the keepsakes you can salvage after a storm? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
okay.
Glory to God.
And we are in the last 2 minutes of the show. I thank God for we have a couple of callers that are actually on today. Just so you know, we don't take any live calls during the show, but we pray that everything that you have heard today has blessed you and has given you a tool to take back into your marriage. Amen. And as we get ready to transition out, I'm going to have everybody just give, you know me, the quick word of encouragement. And my word of encouragement today is everything that is worth something has been fought and won. Amen. Every war, every battle, every piece of land, every financial undertaking that has been successful and worth something was fought for by someone. And so your marriage is going to be successful. Your marriage is going to be a testimony to others. And as we are praying for you, we pray that you are praying for us. Amen. Apostle, do you have a last word?
Absolutely. Now, I want to stick on the subject of a storm. Another reason a storm comes is because God is trying to get us to move location. Sometimes when that storm comes, we've been in a place too long, and that storm comes to get us to move to a new place, to a new destination. And God will send that wave that you spoke of earlier, prophetess, and allow it to carry us. The wave, you're never meant to be underneath the wave. You're always meant to be on top of the wave, so that wave
Hallelujah.
Can carry to your next destination.
My God.
That's good. Mother, you got a last word?
Yeah, all you husbands and wives, remember this. Love overcomes everything.
Amen.
Not
Hallelujah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I would just say be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
That's right.
Just be strong. As you go through, let the Lord be your strength. Be strong and go through. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's easy to say, but we have to remember that, oh, I can't be afraid of this. I can make it. God is my strength. So
that's right.
Be strong
that's
in the Lord
right.
and the power of his might, and you can get through.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So we are blessed If you need us in between our shows, we are here every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please feel free to email us at propheticwindministries@yahoo.com. You can also locate us on Facebook under Prophetic Wind Ministries. We are blessed and highly favored on today, and we know you are too. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next week at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Transformation happened, changed my walk, yeah.
He had to do it, but he did it 'cause he can. He had to do it.